Hi there, it's Trisha. This is an invitation for you to Fairies and Nature Elementals certification course. I am bursting with fairy excitement for this program. I haven't taught about fairies in this way ever, and I haven't taught about fairies in an expanded way in a long time. This is specifically to help you to be able to connect with the fairy and nature elemental realm for your manifestation and healing. Now, as I said, this is a certification course. So if you want to get certified as a fairy and nature realm reader, you can, or you can come and you can receive deep healing and inspiration for yourself, because this is an experiential course. That means that we will be having experiences the whole time. We have 4 meeting times over 4 weeks. It's wonderful. It's community. It's going to have everything. And we hope that that includes you. So if you'd like to come and immerse yourself in the world of nature and in the spirits who live there, then check out the link in the description. Join us. I can't wait to connect with you there. Hello and welcome to the Charmed Life Podcast. This podcast is all about magic, metaphysics, mysticism, and the unconditional love of the universe. And I am your host. My name is Trisha Carr. This is a super fun episode and enlightening, I would say. My guest calls herself, among a few other titles, a money witch. I like it. I like it so much. She's actually been on the show before, and so I'm excited to welcome her on again now. Before I get into that conversation, thank you so much for being here. It's Trisha, of course, as I already said, and I just wanted to make an invitation to you directly to work with me if you feel guided to. I do have openings in my one-on-one calendar right now, so where I want to direct you is to 3 areas. There is my empathic channeling, which basically is intuitive reading, but I also channel. And in that channeling session, if you do the full session, which is 90 minutes, you get, we start with channeling. It's very healing. It's a transmission that is deeply healing, bringing through your soul frequencies. And it's really pretty magical. I just love doing it. And in addition to that, we look at different things, like whatever your intentions are, of course. I love to make all of my intuitive psychic channeling, whatever I'm doing, I love to make it interactive because, you know, I am also a hypnotherapist, which has the training of being a counselor. And my counseling or coaching is always intuitive. So I'm, you know, I want you, it's your time, you're a part of it. But we look at things like who your, you know, your guides are in the sense of angels, you know, the elementals and fairies. And, you know, I have a little questionnaire that's like the things that you're interested in learning about that has to do with, you know, your guides or your soul complex. That's something we look at. But the channeled portion of it is really remarkable. Again, powerful transmissions. My clients who have that session, it's like you, it's something you do. That big one, that mastery one, it's about like 90 minutes. It's about once per year at most. And I have clients who have been listening to their session every year on their birthday for like 5-6 years. So it's a gift that keeps giving. And then there are shorter sessions, just like an hour or 30 minutes, which are more of that intuitive reading channeled. You know, may channel messages may come through, but it's really about kind of some certain issues that you want to look at. That's one area. That was only one. But I also have animal communication, and that is, you know, telepathically communicating with your animal who is either here, present, incarnated, or mediumship, one who has passed. And then finally, my therapeutic work as a transpersonal certified clinical hypnotherapist. And I recommend, this is again a therapeutic work. I have a package that is like mentoring where you can, or like spiritual transformation therapy. But hypnotherapy is really the cornerstone of any kind of big personal or spiritual transformation. And I said that right. I meant to say that hypnotherapy or hypnosis is, because hypnosis is connecting to, yes, your subconscious mind, which is how we are able to change habits in our personal life. It is also the portal to the omnidimensionality of the universe. And so this is how we're able to transcend and this is what transpersonal means, is transcending the personal self so that the, you know, being able to occupy the full multidimensionality of who you are. So those are the three areas I will point you to as far as my one-on-one work. But also, I have a few different ways I teach and do group work. You'll hear about the Empowered Empath and Easy Intuition Meditation. And this is these are both passive, low-cost, easy-to-access programs. Empath has actually a community we're building around it where we're meeting monthly. And that's just something that we're doing right now. It's not something that's promised in the package. It's something that just developed that we just really want to do. So check that out. And you'll also maybe hear about Modern Mystic Life, which is very low cost. It's $11 a month, where every month there is one esoteric workshop. Currently, as I record this, I'm in a series of channeling archangels for those who are present. And someone moderates, and I'm in state the whole time. And it's really amazing. And people ask their questions like in a hot seat, either about themselves personally or, you know, deep universal questions, that kind of stuff. And there's also a live meditation every month, and 2 to 4 times per week, you get some exclusive content delivered to you straight away on SMS text, which is actually really convenient. And so, yeah, I have some other things that you might hear about. So sign up for the mailing list, which you'll find in the show notes. And, you know, leave a review for this podcast. Join us as we do this live now on YouTube, the interview portion or the teaching portion if I'm doing a solo episode. But we'll always do like some extra things on this audio version. So check the show notes for all of that stuff. Those are my invitations. And now I want to welcome you to this conscious conversation with my guest, Andrea Donnelly, business mentor, quantum sound and energy healer, and as I said earlier, money witch. Andrea is also the CEO of We Are Here to Remember. She jokes that she has a 20-year-long independent PhD in healing studies, such as energy work, the Akashic Records, flower essences, herbal medicine, sound healing, and more, and works with high achievers to quantum heal trauma, unlock new psychic abilities, integrate peace, and ultimately move toward their soul's mission and purpose, which is her sweet spot. Andrea's unique psychic abilities allow her to see very far into the future and actually know the reason why her clients incarnated into this lifetime. From there, she helps them to take action, step toward their destiny, and clear any pesky blocks along the way. Her mentorship process combines her background in finance and entrepreneurship, as well as her one-of-a-kind intuitive gifts and spiritual IQ to quantum shift her clients into a new and desired timeline. She has been featured in prestigious publications like Hello Giggles, Bustle, Medium, and Yahoo, and has assisted hundreds of people to finally experience all the money, magic, and miracles that this life has to offer. And in keeping with Andrea's brilliance and all of her gifts and the way that she guides, I have a little chat after our conversation that I'm going to present to you, a little talk. And also, I have a gift for you, and it's going to be a good one. So stick around after this conscious conversation with my guest, Andrea Donnelly. I will chat with you on the other side. And welcome to the show, Andrea. Thank you for coming on again.
Oh my gosh. It is truly my absolute freaking delight and honor to be here with you, Trisha. I mentioned this the last time that we chatted, but you have inspired me for years what I call my messy times when things were not as smooth and easy for me. I heard you on a podcast, and I have been a clear channel similar to you as since I was a child. And, you know, to see other people, other women who found a way to be able to use metaphysical magic, especially at the time I first heard you, I was literally disabled by chronic nerve pain. And I was in a physical position where I needed like hand railings to get out of my bed. I think this was in 2019. Fast forward right to now.
That's not very long ago.
It's not very long ago. And I actually heard you the first time. I had started driving from where I lived at the time in New England to a chiropractor. And I had never been like a big podcast person. I had always been more of an audiobook kind of girl. And then I was making this really long commute to see this chiropractor who was really one of the best in the area. And I started listening to, of course, because I had always been like a metaphysical junkie in a lot of ways. And I found a couple of really cool spiritual podcasts. I don't even remember where it was that I heard you interviewed, but I was like, oh my God, another person who communicates with especially the fairy realm, right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I forgot that you connect with fairies. And that's what, before we got on the, before we got on the session, I was like, I'm so grateful to the fairies because they've been nudging me in the right direction today, especially I'm getting chills because I totally forgot that we have that connection. Please keep going.
Same. So yeah, it was just, it's wild because you and I were chatting before we started about, you know, what sort of the energy of right now feels like. And we're in what I perceive to be a massive individual and collective timeline shift this week. And I think that it's quite frankly sort of knackering all of us, like my private clients, the people who are in my groups. One of my private clients who has recently lived the past 2 weeks have literally turned her life upside down. And she was like, it feels like everything is sort of the most good it could be, but also like the most messy. Like, how is this all happening simultaneously? And my guides, who are the fairies, the angels, I channel a group of beings who are my soul family called the Order of Divine Light. And it sounds so grandiose to like even say it, but basically what they slash we do is travel through, no big deal, through all of space and time and help to recalibrate planets like Earth and other places that have fallen out of tune with stewardship and divine order and justice. And you know, you and I are really part of what I would say, I have such crazy chills right now. They've just increased as we keep.
Because you use the word stewardship and I prayed stewardship this morning and it's not something I pray every morning. This morning when I was praying, I said, please help me to be a good steward of my home and my land and those who are in my charge. And I don't usually say that. I usually say, help me to be a resourceful guardian or guide. I said those as well. But somehow the word stewardship dropped into my prayer today. And that's because of us. We were, our higher selves were like, hey, you're gonna see it. You're gonna feel it. Do it.
Yeah. And I love that I have used the word stewardship. It's always been like a very inspiring word to me. And I love seeing those, like sort of how those synchronistic things unfold, right? Like just the beauty of it. And I love how you stated too, the way that you set your intention, right? Because doesn't it feel like more than ever? I mean, it's always been, I think, the call to action for each of us in a human body, having a human experience to really engage in that. I love your word of like guardian, and guardianship, stewardship, to really find a way to be able to truly be whatever way you, each of us is meant to be this thing, but to find a way to truly be a bridge between the earth and the sky. You know, you can put a lot of different like words to it, but I really feel like that is when you move in that sense of guardianship and stewardship, it doesn't mean that your life is going to become perfect because that's not really what being a human, I think you know this too, as someone of really incredible spiritual intelligence, things get to be so good. And when we're in a human body, we have days where it's just like, what the F? Like everything feels like it's falling apart and I stubbed my toe and, you know, this stupid thing just happened. And it's like the human experience is very complex. And I feel like I'm so glad we're recording this chat this week because it feels like this is, my guides have been telling me all week that this is a big week for us as a collective. So,
I think, is Mercury retrograding today? I think it started today or yesterday, maybe. Yeah, yes. I'm not a great astrologer at all, but I've learned to pay attention to some of these things because, well, and I still sometimes don't because it's not like my primary discipline at all. But Mercury retrograde, when I'm going to start a new something, when I'm going to launch something or start something, I'm like, wait, let's look at the Mercury calendar because I have been burned more than one time computer completely burning out, like different things like that. Yeah. So but it's good because it helps me to find synchronicity. It helps me to find the field of synchrony by being aware of what we're collectively going to be examining, investigating for those certain times.
Yeah.
But this week, so besides that, potentially that, you said we, it feels like we're shifting or we have shifted or jumped timelines. And can you feel into that and tell us what it is that either your guides or you are, you know, expand on that for us?
Yeah. Yeah. So I have, I perceive our trauma, drama, karma, the energetic complexity that we all carry with us from this, from our ancestors, from other lifetimes. I call that the bag of rocks, your energetic bag of rocks, just to sort of simplify, you know, the vibe. We've all got a bag of rocks, right? And I have been seeing for many years that the more we can fine tune, right, that bag of rocks, and it relates to this thing of the timeline shift that we're moving through this week that I keep being shown, that, right, as we lighten our load, we make room organically. And I know you see this with your clients and with everyone that is in your world, in your own life. I know it's true in my own. The more I have fine-tuned that, the more I have cleared that, which has been a real journey, the more room I have just organically made. And I witness it in my clients' lives for that energy of money, magic, and miracles. And one of the things that my guides especially started really showing me in 2020 was that as we moved into particularly this year, that it was so important, kind of the idea of like what was once, I use this as an example a lot, like what was once a subtle knock from the world, right? Of like, hey girl, like, you know, you need to sort of correct this or shift this or, you know, show up for yourself in this way better, create a better boundary. That the things now have become a little bit more like of a battering ram, which if we have not adjusted flow, heard the call, and really leaned into what we are meant to be doing right now. And there's something about the energy of this week in particular, and August in general, right? We just had the Lion's Gate. I'm not a big astrologer either. It's not my like major gift, but this month has been a massive portal. And essentially what I was shown that this week in particular, I woke up on Monday and I was like, ooh, I was like, everything feels real different. Like I had a bunch of really amazing things come out. I had a podcast that had literally been on my dream list. You as well, you fall into this category. Two interviews this week, one with you, one on another show that had, I told my publicist at the beginning of this year that I had really wanted to be on this show. And then a couple of months ago, it just unfolded. And then one of the interviews went live this week, that kind of magnitude where it's like, holy F, like buckle up girlfriend, like everything is just continuing to like shift and change. And really, so basically what I'm seeing for this week is like, this is a week where all of the work that every one of us who has shown up on the journey in such a powerful and profound way, you, me, everyone, whoever, people with us live, people who find us at any time, right? Because time is circular, not a line. So but this is like a really big week for just like catapulting all of us into the future version of who have already created everything we've dreamed of. And again, I have crazy chills. And from a human perspective, right? It's kind of exhausting. Like I feel tired. I'm not like necessarily looking as like sort of fresh, crisp, and like it's a lot to integrate, right? To be like, oh, this is amazing. Everything feels like it's really coming together in this cool new way. And also, you know, from a human perspective, to integrate that level, that order of magnitude, essentially,
life is full of this thing. It's all paradox, which of course it is, because first of all, that's what we see as building blocks of matter is the, you know, an atom has proton, neutron, and electrons. So like the proton and neutrons, the proton and electrons are basically a paradox. And then there's a neutron. It's neutral. And so that's what we're invited to do. See the mess, see the advancement, and be neutral yet. You know what I mean? And I find lately, and I'll probably talk about this if you listen to the audio version of this, I might expand on this a little bit more. One of the most important things, one thing that we can do is you know, being kind to ourselves, being gentle to ourselves, giving ourselves grace. And yet at the same time, being okay with the fact that we will make mistakes. I talk to my students and clients about meditate, be mindful of the fact that you have at your disposal at any time the opportunity to make amends and to atone. I can say, oh, okay, I see what I did. I see how I missed. I missed the boat there. Or I was selfish in that moment. And you know, and I wasn't as generous. I was in some kind of fear response. I'm sorry. And atonement, how can I make up the energy that I took more of? You know, how can I do that? So I can make amends, say I'm sorry. And by the way, in psychology, in the parent-child relationship, there's this empathic attunement, which grows the child and grows the relationship, but there will be ruptures to that attunement because mom and dad aren't perfect. And child is also not perfect in what we can't possibly perceive everything correctly. There will be a rupture. And as long as there is a repair, then there's so much more growth. It's almost like rupture and repair is an important part of growth. Because if there was perfect attunement with child all the time, child wouldn't become autonomous. Child wouldn't be able to develop her own identity. So then take that out into our world now. Our attunement with life, our attunement with spirit, with our guides, with God, however you look at it, we will miss that with our partners, with our friends, with our clients. We will miss the mark sometimes. That's literally what sin means. It's a word from archery, meaning missing the mark. It's not about being a bad person. But when we believe that, we don't have the opportunity. Like sin means miss the mark. That's what it means. It's from archery. I missed the mark. But guess what? A mistake means there's another take. So if we make amends, we grow and we repair, then we can keep moving forward. We don't have to be afraid of making mistakes. Sorry, I'll let you talk because you're excited about sin, I think, no, right?
I am just, my mind is blown because I call myself a forever green nerd because I love etymology. I love
I do language. Too. I love etymology.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, did you know the root of this word? And people are like, okay, dorko.
Because it's organic. It's not a mistake. There are thought forms that we have curated in a sublimated way a lot of the time. But I love to say I redeem words because we only have so many. So I went through a process of not liking the word God because it meant something in a certain dogmatic context. But I was like, but I want it back for me. Yes. You know what I mean? So anyway, yes. And yeah, it's really amazing. So yeah, sin comes from, it comes from archery, to miss the mark.
And we will be right back.
Hello, Charmed Life listener. It's Trisha, and I am making a special invitation for you to Sacred Sphere. This is a bi-monthly communal learning, practice, and resonance space. It is your community for intuition, manifestation, and spiritual development. It's happening twice per month, and there are special benefits if you subscribe so that you can go to every one of these or see the replays. It is a place for your deep immersive healing and your powerful manifestation practice to unfold in your life. I'm so excited about this. The vision for this is large and wonderful. We're going to be changing our own lives, and I believe we're going to be changing the world. So check it out. The link is in the description. We can't wait to work with you, to see you, to love you there.
And now back to the show.
Wow. And what a different way to perceive. I love, first of all, I love knowing that because I did not know that was the root of the word sin. Like, whoa, what a radical mind. And this is also, you guys, just, I think, the way that you just explain that, Trisha, that's literally a mindset shift, right? Like, I feel like there's sort of like this idea, like a lot of jargon that gets thrown around in like the spiritual or coaching word, and people are like, what is a mindset shift? That literally right there, to reframe a mistake, a sin, and reframing it in your own brain from something that was like a tragedy, it means something about you. It means that you're not good enough, or that you're not worthy, or that you're not like what you don't deserve or belong, or whatever the thing are, right? That like we all sometimes go into
it means
those feelings.
Basically death. It means death to us somehow, right? Which it's not, obviously, but
No, and it's like really the way that people succeed in this world, in this life, in any capacity, is to just pick yourself up, dust off and keep on going. Because when you, I notice this a lot, especially in like the entrepreneurial space, but also with people's spiritual practice, that people are like, oh, you know, I tried to meditate, or I started my business, I launched this thing and it was crickets and nothing worked. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, that's kind of how things are sometimes. And those are not meant to stop you from continuing forward. They are meant to give you an opportunity to like reflect in on how you can show up differently, and to reframe that idea of sin to be like, wow, I'm literally imagining, you know, like an archer with a string bow, and be like, you literally just pick the bow up and you keep on moving, right? And like when you engage in life that way, when you reframe it and you think to yourself, well, wow, every single thing that has ever happened in my life literally happened with and for me. Even if it looked ugly and messy and stupid, and I have shame and I'm embarrassed and I was a mess and all the things that we all experience in human form. And then just like, don't let those mean anything about us, and just keep being brave and being like, well, I told one of my friends, one of my friends who is also a spiritual wizard like you and I, she put a meme up on Instagram the other day that was so funny. And I responded back and I told her a joke that one of my guides said to me a couple of years ago, when I was having, quite frankly, a very, very challenging time. And I was like having a tantrum in some capacity, and they were like, are you a wizard or are you a weenie? And I was like, can't I be both?
I don't know. What time is it? Ask me in an hour. Who knows?
Ask me in an hour. Right. Exactly. Like right now, it's anybody's best guess. Like, and I think that that's I love to talk about this stuff too, because like I have, you know, a sort of verifiable, like brilliant spiritual IQ. I went through a psychological profile a couple of years ago where the woman who facilitated it was like, you have the highest level of spiritual intellect that like someone can have in human form. That's so cool. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Whoa. Like, oh my God, it's so amazing. And also,
can I put that in my bank account?
Can I put that in my bank account? B, it makes me a little bit of like a connected to that. I have a very high level of altruism. I, even when people are absolute knuckleheads, I can see bad, whatever the thing is, I can still see their like divine. I can see the thing that made them, that source created them to do. And so it's been a journey for me. And like, I have all this spiritual intellect. I love that. Can I put that in my bank account? I'm going to use that one going forward. I'll make sure to always give you credit for it. But right, like there are these ways where I feel like for people like you and I to have these conversations, because you also, I know that you have a brilliant fucking spiritual, and I'm sorry to just have sworn.
That's on, okay. It's fine. Yeah. They put an explicit on my podcast a long time ago.
Great. Yeah. All right. You also, right? Because I can see what it, like, you know this about yourself. You were also, whoa, like so brilliant in that way. And then it's like, we all have the thing about us that's brilliant. All of us do, whatever it is, whether it's spiritual gifts, art, music, magic, sports, maybe you're the best parent, maybe you're the best cat mom. Like, we all have something that we're genuinely gifted at that we're meant to share with the world. But the journey of being able to articulate that can take time. And a lot of people like you and I too, that I see this with my clients, and I'm sure you do too, that we are often the ones, the people who are meant to really spiritually awaken other people and hold that sort of space as like a guide and a facilitator. We often have a lot of very complex, especially intergenerational trauma, that we have to grapple with and move through. And it's like a catalyst, I think, in some ways. Like, I want so badly for the world to like, I don't want anyone to experience adversity and trauma. But on the other hand, it does really help to keep us sharp and present. And it does something, especially with spiritual gifts, where it does help you to remember some very big truths about yourself. If you can like use it as an opening, as opposed to having it like, it's a little bit of it's a delicate dance, because it's like, can you just keep moving through it, sort of like that eye of the needle metaphor in the Bible, or you know, sometimes it can like really drag people down, but it's about how we choose to continue to like love ourselves essentially.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah. I think this was an angelic sign. In my morning meditation, I was like asking about like continuing, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, is this, should I not continue? And the message that I got was, you know, just keep going, you know, persevere. This is a lifelong relationship. I got in the car and the song that was on the radio started from the very beginning to, I get in the car and it's like the first note, the Eagles, In the Long Run.
Oh my God. Spirit always like wildly on the nose. They're like, yeah. Yes. And we have a song for you that we're just going to put on right now.
Perfect. And just in case you want to stop listening, here's a song for you. We're going to make it in the long run. And I was like, God. All right, well, I'm going to be running anyway. May as well. In the long run, it may as what am I going to, in 10 years from now, if I am alive, if I'm dead, then it's not a problem. If I am alive.
Literally.
If I am alive. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be doing, yeah. You know, so why not continue to, you know, do anyway. So can you tell us all about money, magic, and miracles? Specifically, why is money, why is it, you know, I got this, you know, that's not the only thing, but sometimes it can be a really a sticking point. How come money in your guidance and in your ability to mentor us, how come it is a place that is so hard to let be spiritual, let be joyful, let be easy, wherever you want to go with that? Tell us how to make money also magical and miraculous.
I love this so much. This is like one of my absolute, and you're asking this question and I just like organically, I have all these little things. And for those of you who are listening mm-hmm. and can't see it, but I've got this, this silver coin, which is a Canadian, I think it's a half dollar. Anyway, so I have this in my hand while we're talking about it to help anchor into the frequency mm-hmm. of money, mm-hmm. magic, and miracles. And to me, so my parents met as peace activists. And
can they put that in their bank? Yeah, I would say peace activists, not so many of the coins.
Not so many of the coins, right? And like the lens through which they related to money, my own family is very complex. Like at one time, one side of my family had a ton of money, which they lost essentially in, from my perception, and a chaotic sort of mess of intergenerational trauma, right? Which actually I think happens to a lot of people. And the reason I tie all these threads sort of in is because to me, one of the big reasons why money is so challenging is because on this planet for such a long time, money was used to control people, right? It was used as a means of oppression and complexity. And like, literally, I mean, we look around at everything, and you and I are hyper-conscious people. We are both stewards. We both have this really unique capacity to be able to see, like, I think bigger pictures and bigger frequencies. And to me, it makes perfect sense that people struggle to be able to A, feel safe with money, to feel comfortable receiving it, and to feel like they can find a way to use the unique frequency that they were created by source to hold for the collective, to be able to use those gifts in a way that feels comfortable, because there's a lot of noise that comes from sort of the top down. If we think about the political systems, the religion, you know, all of the systems, essentially education, all of that creates this really intense, very messy narrative that's tied into all of the ways that money was used as like a power grab and a form of oppression. And I really believe that people like you and I coined this term a long time ago, because I've always been being shown by my team of guides this window of time we're moving through. And I always called this the economy of generosity, what we're moving into. And
oh my God.
And that is...
I just have to tell you, I have been in a romance with generosity lately. Oh. So keep going.
Oh my continue. God. It's so powerful, because this is the thing, is like, ultimately energy is literally just an energy of mm-hmm. love, freedom. And it's like all of us who are being called to start to go inward, do all this spiritual work. I really believe that one of the biggest ways that we're going to fix the problems that we see on this planet is by, in a lot of ways, extracting ourselves from those systems and saying, you know what, people of good hearts and minds, whatever it is that you're up to on this planet, if you are a steward, if you are here, if you listen to Charmed Life ever, you are someone who's really meant to like anchor into that frequency. And what I am always shown is that as people like us, as the listeners of this show, find a way to really heal their relationship with money, our relationship with money, start to realize that, yes, all of that complex history of oppression, of colonialism, of really violent, just ugly, essentially distortion of what money really is, which was, again, which is really just a frequency from source, like a means of being able to find impact and freedom and build a legacy. The more all of us who are stewards can make peace with and heal our relationship with money, the more we have access to resources to then be able to go out and be generous. You know, in my life, I've always dreamed, literally since I was a kid, I was like such an epic cook, always a weirdo with like my vision and my dreams. But I remember being a kid and like, honestly, having a dream that I would be able to build a philanthropic empire. Like, I Aww. Want to be able yeah. to have a foundation someday where I literally give joy grants to people, big and small projects around the world. You want to do a mural project with your kids? You want to buy hundreds of acres of, you know, land and build a fruit, you know, fruit farm in a forest that people can come and, you know, like, I have a really big vision. And in order to do that, quite frankly, I need a lot of money, right? And so I was yeah. called in my own life to really heal all kinds of stuff that followed mm-hmm. through my family for generations, and just be able to say, you know what? Money is actually literally just love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's food. It's shelter. It's a mother's yeah. caress. Yes, it's yeah. sustenance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sustenance. It's, you know, a capacity for us to be able to, you know, have.
We can take it back.
Yeah.
We can redeem it. We can take it back from how it has been used as though it's not love.
Yeah. And I love how you were talking earlier about that idea of like reclaiming the word God, right? Mm-hmm. It's like we mm-hmm. can reclaim what money really is and then use it to create whatever it is that we have a vision for ourselves, for our yeah. families, for, you know, our communities, for the planet at large. And then as we do that, as the stewards of good hearts and minds and love and these vibrations of courage and, you know, just like literal restorative justice, as we start to embody these things in our own life, it's so wild to see how this, I really believe that everything we're doing now on Earth also has a massive cosmic ripple, right? Like if we,
absolutely. Yeah,
as we restore justice on Earth, oh my God, I have crazy chills again. And it's 2:34 on August 24th. So we're in like a funny, like number thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. As we do this, that's, to me, it's a real inside job also. I think that I'm not yeah. saying that things like, you know, again, my parents were peace activists. I was literally out on the street from the time I was in the womb marching for justice. And I'm not saying there's not a time and a place for that. But to me at this point, if that way of moving through space and time would have worked, I think it already would have. And it's not that I'm saying that I don't want people out there being courageous, speaking their truth. But to me at this point, it's really an inside job. Like, what can I do in my own life that, like Gandhi, which he mm-hmm. may or may not have actually said this based on the quote, but the quote we attribute to him of, you know, the be the change that you wish to see in the world. That to yeah. me is lit. And the more we can heal our relationship with money, good people can consciously build wealth, which is, again, it's a journey, right? It a lot is required of each of us in order to do that. But as someone who has gone from being disabled by chronic nerve pain, who struggled with PTSD, anxiety, depression from the time I was a small child, and also had massive deep vision and psychic gifts and, you know, was a clear channel from the beginning. I used to channel light language as a little kid, and I like,
oh, they're cute.
Used it to talk to animals and plants and my guides and galactic energies and all kinds of stuff. So I've always been on that path in some ways, but the more each of us can also, on the note of, you know, spiritual gifts, and I always call our spiritual gifts our greatest currency.
And we will be right back.
Easy intuition and meditation, your 30-day roadmap for an empowered life guided from within. It is live now. Only $98. This course is delivered as daily meditations, lessons, and prompts over the course of 30 days, and you have a whole year to access. Now, the intention here is to help you to gain that sovereignty in your consciousness, to be deeply in-tuned and attuned to your intuition, and to have that show up in your life. So if you have been feeling bewildered or lost or uninspired, the sense of needing to be on your life's mission, well, it all comes down to you and you. And meditation is the portal for this. If you have struggled in the past to have a meditation practice that is self-healing and inspiring, or if you are just ready to upgrade and rekindle a deep romance with the universe through your meditation practice, well, this is designed for that. And if you would like to get in touch with your intuition so it can direct your life, whether for the first time or one of the first times or for the 100th time, again, this is for you. This is extremely high value and very affordable, $98. You have access to the first lesson now, and you will get all of the lessons and meditations in a 30-day cycle. If you want to go and check out the information page, you have a sample of the lessons, you have a sample of the meditation, so you can really get the idea of this. We have high quality produced meditations, easy to digest education that is attuning and meditative in and of themselves. Lessons on divination, lessons on human design, prompts for journaling, self-inquiry, and divination under this container of spirit. So check it out. I can't wait to see you there. Empowered Empath. This is a program designed for the sensitive soul, for the person with that empathic nature. And by the way, that is a healing ability. However, this is a healing ability that you can't turn off. You cannot turn off your empathic nature, because it's more than just a psychic or healing ability. It is also how you are designed. So the Empowered Empath is a powerful program that is also gentle, consists of 4 modules with 8 life-altering lessons, 4 aura-tuning meditations, and we have bonus group healing and coaching sessions that are coming up really soon. You definitely want to check the show notes so you can see when those are coming up. You have access to it for a whole year. You'll be able to continue to water the garden of your empathic nature. You'll learn how to feel centered and peaceful as a sensitive person, how to use your gifts as a superpower that they are meant to be, and you'll be receiving attunement and healing and new life strategies to live in the power and purpose of your sensitive nature. It's especially tailored for those who want to turn their empathic and sensory overwhelm into intuitive strength. It is immersive yet very gentle program, and it's suitable for all levels of development. And I especially recommend it for those whose human design body graph reveals that they have an undefined emotional solar plexus. So if you are just ready to turn that sensitive sponging into the thing that we really need right now, we need your sensitive genius shining on this planet to be in the high frequency, high functioning of your sensitive superpower. So join Empowered Empath. You have access to the lessons starting right away. Oh, by the way, it's very affordable and even comes with payment plans. Only $177 for all of this content, and you can make a payment plan of 3 months or 6 months. I made it extremely affordable and accessible because I know what it's like to need the help. So if it's your first time of really healing your empathic nature, or you need to do it another time, this is the program for you. I can't wait to see you there.
And now back to the show.
And it's a current. It runs on a current.
Oh, I love
currency.
I love talking to you so much. I know you know you're wise, but it's just like so fun.
It's alive. Currency. It's alive. It's a wave. It's frequency. Yeah. I had some dark night stuff going on. Mm-hmm. I had some dark hours and nights. And there's this one psychic who I work with a couple times a year. I do a 30-minute reading with her. I love her so much. The name of her, it's like Snake and Wild Roots. That's how you can find her. Anyway, but she's two times, and they were apart. And I was really healing from something challenging. And so in both of these sessions, which she doesn't remember, we meet on the phone too. I was like, okay, she's just tarot. What about money? How do I work my finances? And she I can hear her pulling the card, and she said the almost identical thing. Your money's fine. She's got an Australian accent. Sorry, I shouldn't do her accent. But I was like, have her in my head. Your money's fine. There's nothing wrong with your money. You still need to keep healing from these things that are like this toxic relationship I had exited and everything. Not my husband, by the way. I always have to say it. It sounds like I'm talking about personal. Not my husband. He's like, thank you for saying that. I tell him I say it. Anyway, a toxic relationship I exited, was still healing from that. And that was a pattern. And she's like, you just need to keep healing from that. You're projecting that hurt onto your money. And she said, because the work that we do, it's very intimate. And so you're projecting that on the money so that you can heal the inside job you're talking about. And I was like, and the second time that I did it, I got the same thing. And I was like, and I know that. And there was a moment where I was about to choose to be frustrated and say, I'm trying. But then I was like, you know what? No, I'm in the current of it. I'm doing it. It's happening. And I'm well, by the way, I'm not on the street. I am fine. I haven't hurt anyone in the process of me moving through this healing that I'm doing. And so, but you know, I think that's it too, is like, let yourself be in the process. That's that grace thing. Let yourself be resilient, and let yourself be tolerant of these things we're moving through. Yeah. Yeah, it isn't death.
No.
When the nervous system dysregulates, it feels like it's death, but then we are being called to regulate our nervous system primarily. And that's the gift that we give to ourselves first.
Yeah.
It's really so simple, but it feels like it's not. No, I can't breathe right now is what the body is saying. I can't breathe right now. I don't have time to breathe. That's never true. That's never accurate.
Literally never. But right, it can feel that way. And when we're, especially when people are in the like throes of the, I often think of, you know, sort of the act of like clearing all that stuff, right? Retuning your frequency, moving out of that like panic state where you're like, I don't even have time to breathe. Don't have time to talk. Don't have time to do anything, you know, because you're like, I'm being crushed to death by the weight of my own emotions.
Yeah. Right? Like, and the future that I'm trying to predict, you know, the negatively biased future. Yeah.
I've created this really dramatic story in my own head about like why nothing works and why it never did and like whatever the thing is. And it's kind of like, I use this, I don't know, like description often. It's like all of us, when we get into human form, it's like we inherited a beautiful old mansion, but the beautiful old mansion is like full of all kinds of stuff from your ancestors and previous generations. And there's like a lot of maybe dusty furniture that you bought 10 years ago that doesn't really like quite resonate with who you are. And so in order to be able to bring the house, right, in this case, it's like our human body and our soul, in order to bring it back to like balance and, you know, essentially to restore justice and order in our own house, right? We have, it's a little bit of a thing. You need to do a deep clean as you start to pull out those things that you don't want anymore. They kick up a lot of dust, and it's like, it is a journey and a process. And part of what I think is such a big struggle, right, when we're all having those moments where we're like, I can't breathe and I'm just literally going to die from the way of being a person, which can feel like a real thing. Then it's like a real invitation for us to be like, okay, how can I just forgive myself, make peace with this, and also be aware of the fact that sometimes stuff does feel brutal, right? The healing journey is not, I am not the kind of spiritual mentor, and I've said this about myself for a long time. Like, there are people out there, and this is not to like throw shade on anybody, but when people start to work with me, I really make it as clear as I possibly can that yes, you're going to start to align with a level of cosmic magic that you've likely never experienced, and your life is going to go through a big old shakeup.
Because when you say bravely, courageously, with a lot of bravado to the world, well, world, I want my life to be totally different. And I want the money. I want the miracles. I want to heal and start to align and live in this like place of balance as much as I possibly can. The world is like, we got you, girl. And also you got a dusty mansion full of garbage and we're going to really, it's time to get correct.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I would love to let everyone know this has been so amazing. I mean, we have to do this more often.
Yes.
This is only the second time. You have a podcast, right? Do you have a podcast yourself?
I do. It's being launched/later this year, beginning of next. But mm-hmm. you are on my list of people that I would love to interview.
Thank you.
Because you're
so much, but you're doing a lot of podcasts. That's great.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because we need to wrap it up, but and I will tell everybody where to find me. But it's very interesting because you and I talked about human design the last time.
Yes. And I want to look at your chart. I think I look at it before? I want to look at it again, but go ahead.
I'm a 5-1 self-projected projector, which is like apparently a very rare kind of projector. Like it's like 2% of the people on earth.
Yeah.
And I know you're a reflector, right? So that's even, it's like,
and I'm a 5-1,
right?
Oh, and I'm a 5-1.
And you're a 5-1, right? I forgot about that. So like we were really meant, right, to like really like guide and shift things for people. Now I don't even remember why I was bringing that up. So I'll just get to the point that I'll just get to your question, which is, but the voice, the literal tune of my voice is when people are meant to be activated by me, it's like, you just know, and it doesn't make sense, and don't overthink it and don't question it, guys. If you're listening to this and you're like, I don't know what that wackadoo is talking about, but I want to be part of it. That is literally the call to action for you, because with my voice, especially, it's a real like trigger of remembrance, essentially, like trigger in a good way where it's like, mm-hmm. don't overthink it. So find me in all the places. I'm on Instagram a lot, at Sea Witchery. My website is wearehere2remember.com. I have, you know, at you, there are all kinds of different fun ways to jump into my world, but I have an awesome freebie called the Money, Magic, and Miracles Frequency, Money, Magic, and Miracles Activation Bundle. So that's a great way. And then I have a group class called Cosmic Alchemy Academy coming up. And I have an event. I do like live healing events every couple of months that are always so fun. Ooh, lit a candle for us right before we started. It just went out, which was kind of cool.
Nice. I saw the smoke. Yeah.
Yeah. And that is called Revolution of Love. So if people are like, oh, I want to like, you know, sort of dip my toe in and know more about how this magic works, sign up for Revolution of Love. It's I use during these events, I share the modality that I use with my clients to help them catapult so wildly into that frequency of money, magic, and miracles. And it works just as well in a group. And it's only $77. And you get two live events with me where I literally share the modality. So it's like a lot of bang for the buck.
That's the thing right now, isn't it? A lot of bang for the buck. It's what we need right now.
Yes.
That's what I've been doing lately.
Yes.
That's amazing. No, I love it. I want to look at your chart more in more detail, because that means your identity center is connected to your throat. Yes, that's what we have here. Yeah. Do you have is your head and ajna, are they defined, either one of them?
No.
Do you have just one channel?
Sorry, yes. I meant to say yes to that, not no. It's the both. It's the
both of them, and then your throat, and then your identity center. So you got this little line here, and so it is your direction and love, and that has so much to do with money. That is what your voice. That's what your throat, your manifestation is giving us. So no wonder. I love it. And then the 5-1 connection too. We are here to innovate and disrupt.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Oh, we are. And we are here to remember, as your tagline, as your website says. So thank you so much for coming on. We should do some more collaboration, because I love this. We should do a co-channeling event.
Oh my God. I would love that. I would love that. Yes. So guys, that's coming soon.
That's happening. Well, thank you so much, Andrea. Everyone, this is Andrea Donnelly. Thank you for being on, and I look forward to all of it. You guys stay tuned. to Andrea and to here and to everywhere, because we're going to be doing it. Thank you so much for all the work you're doing in our beautiful world. I appreciate you. I always have the best time with Andrea. I hope you did too. I trust that you did too. And wow, what great work she is bringing onto our beautiful world. And I am so glad that you're doing that too, because, you know, I think it's a strong assumption. If you are listening to this podcast or other podcasts or books along these topics, then that's your intention too, is to shine your unique, beautiful, brilliant light on our world. So thank you for that. And I wanted to have a moment or two with you to talk about some of these topics, about, you know, what we learn about timelines, talking about what our pre-birth plan was, and talking about things like past life and reincarnation. And so, you know, it's interesting. Recently in my multidimensional mediumship class, a student was talking about how certain paradigms of spiritual, even mediumship development, that they don't believe in reincarnation. And that's actually perfectly fine, because, you know, what's interesting is that you can benefit from something like a past life regression hypnosis therapeutic process, or taking yourself into review it yourself even. You can benefit from it if you believe in reincarnation or not, because what it is at the end of the day is your subconscious presenting to you what your intention is, some kind of helpful information about some scene or some event that you can really deeply relate to in this current reality. And I don't know if that sounded like a mouthful to you, but let me put it in this context. And that is that in this life, memories that actually occur in this life, in your life, are not facts. Memories are not facts. What we remember in any moment is actually being colored by the lens of where you are now in the present moment. Every time we touch a memory, we are changing it or putting it through some kind of filter. Memories aren't facts. And in fact, there's just too much for us to perceive in any one particular moment. And so our physical senses actually filter out all of the reality of any particular moment. So even in a moment, as we record something, and that's in air quotes, record, it's not a perfect recording ever, because we're filtering out information and we're keeping what is important to us. And then when we reach for it back into the annals of our memory, even if it was yesterday or if it was 10 years ago, we are reaching for that which is important to us now. So I actually was in, I teach at HMI College of Hypnotherapy, my alma mater, and I'm on staff there. And we were talking about this because, you know, when we do past life regression, we recognize that it's not capital T truth or capital F fact. It's relevant imagery. And we honor it because it's relevant to our being at this time. But anyway, this student, as we were talking about this, the student said, you know, I realized that when I tell some story about something that happened, some memory I have, he said, I realized that I was actually retelling the retelling. I'm not even sure where the memory is, the event in my memory, because I'm retelling how I've retold it before, which I thought was really astute of him to notice that and share with us. And I'm like, yeah, I think I have that too. I think that's definitely what has occurred for me. Now, by the way, just as a slight side note, you know, age regression or regressing to find quote unquote repressed memories in hypnosis is not a healthy or reliable practice. Never trust a hypnotherapist or hypnotist who says they're going to uncover true factual memories for you. I've talked about this on other podcasts, so I'm going to leave it at that right now. And I actually do have a YouTube video, a podcast version, where I'm talking about the 5 myths of hypnosis. So you know what? I will link that below in the show notes in case you want to find out some of those things. But back to past lives, that it doesn't require a belief in reincarnation in order to benefit from reviewing past lives, which sounds like, well, what are you talking about? It's just, it just requires that you have the intention to bring forth imagery that is connected to your soul or connected to your subconscious that will be helpful and relevant to this life. And so, by the way, if someone ever asks me, do you believe in reincarnation? Well, I got to tell you, beliefs are something that I want to consciously construct and put ahead of me as a guide that will help me to move forward. Now, of course, I have beliefs. We all have beliefs that we're not even aware of. That's why they become limiting beliefs, as we say. What I will say, instead of saying, do I believe in reincarnation, is I have experiences that seem to align with reincarnation that are valuable or relevant to me or to my clients. And so I accept it as a contemplation or as an experiment with a certain kind of experience. But right now, here and now, is my capital R reality. And anything that would be a past life is a shade of a reality. And so if I have the intention, whether as a guide, as a hypnotherapist, to move into another quantum timeline and to bring forth something that is relevant and helpful to review and gives us a perspective on what's occurring in this life, then that's what will happen. But we feel it in us, right? But perhaps the reason we feel it in us is because of our ancestral DNA passing down to us, or again, as something else, like, you know, how my body is being composed. My soul is calling the elements forward to compose my physical body. And those all have imprints of other times that they've been a part of other bodies and entities. So I don't know. But I know what I am aware of what I am experiencing and what is helpful and relevant. So having said that, past life regression therapy is really valuable. It's something that I do in my practice as a hypnotherapist, and I do it not just in a one-and-done session, because it's actually a deep and profound practice. So it's like 3 or 4 sessions, and I do have a special package for that, for someone who really just wants to go into that. And you can find that on my website. Make sure I link it below. Yes, of course. And the other thing is, as a self-practice, I have created a past life regression audio. It's not as detailed as a guidance that you would get when someone is actually, you know, if you worked with me in a session, which, by the way, it works over Zoom as well as in person just as well. But I do have a generalized past life regression audio that you have access to if you like. And you can find the link here in the show notes where you can click through and you'll be taken to a place where you can listen to it indefinitely, over and over. And if you're wondering, well, how many times do I do a past life, you know, review? I don't know, as many times as it feels helpful to you, as long as you're not being, you know, kind of all in your head about it and anxious and being, you know, the way that we can kind of be a little too analytical or something like that. How often do I do it? Someone might be wondering. Again, I don't know, every now and again when I think about it, I haven't really reviewed a past life probably not in about a year, but just recently, just this week, I was like, oh, I think it's time to go ahead and do that. And I do it self-guided because I've had it, you know, administered by hypnotherapists as well. So you can find that audio to be able to listen to it and go into a deeper state, deep trance state, and have the intention for something that is relevant and helpful that you can remember. And as Andrea's work is centered around, we're here to remember. And so check that out. And then if you are interested in having this experience, it is similar, the work that I do. If you've heard of quantum healing hypnosis technique, I don't do that. I do something that is, it just has some similar features. I do something that is bigger because I have 2 years of education around hypnosis and the mind-body a psychological connection. And but I do, we do move through different stages of it where we, you know, we have the intention to also eventually wind up looking at the life between life and also talking to the higher self. That's all, again, depending on how, I mean, it's still very tailored to the individual, but that's generally how it goes. All right. Well, that's what I wanted to share with you. And I hope you enjoyed this contemplation and or teaching on past lives and just the quantum experience of our soul energy. I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Andrea, and you can check out all of her offerings in the show notes, as well as anything else I mentioned, the different communities and you know, courses that I have going on. And that's just my heart here for you. So that's this episode. And I thank you so much for shining your light on our beautiful world. And thanks for tuning in. I love you, whoever you are.